Next patient is Sheila Elliott. The last name is E-L-L-I-O-T-T. First name, S-H-E-I-L-A. 88-year-old. Female. That is a patient of Dr. Maxwell that we're following here. Because of the possibility of renal artery stenosis, the patient has not had arterial hypertension. In the ultrasound that was done to evaluate the kidneys, there is the what they call possibility of a right kidney stone. The patient doesn't have any evidence of hematuria, or it is non-obstructive. And she hasn't had any episodes in the past. Her kidney function remains very stable. The serum creatinine is 1, the estimated GFR is 49 mLs per minute. The serum electrolytes with a normal limit, serum albumin is 4. The liver function tests are normal. The albumin creatinine ratio remains at between 165 and 175, has not changed. And she has a protein creatinine ratio that is 360. Period. At one time, the patient was placed on a Kerendia, but she's no longer taking it. I don't know the reason for that. Probably the patient stopped the medication. Since she doesn't have any deterioration of the kidney function and the proteinuria remains without any drastic changes, we are going to continue the close follow-up before considering further therapy. Number two, the blood pressure today is 150 over 81, which is acceptable for this patient that is 88 years old. Following number, the patient is followed by Dr. Arcinas because of the presence of sinus bradycardia. Following number, the patient has a cholesterol of 327 that we have to address. We have to compare this with the prior determinations that Dr. Maxwell office before we start therapy. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, a history of bilateral glaucoma on timolol. The patient will be given an appointment for 6 months. However, I have to review the lipid profile at Dr. Maxwell's office, and I'm going to check the lipid profile before my next appointment. This patient should be on therapy for this hypercholesterolemia if present. I spent 12 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face, 18 minutes, in the documentation, 8 minutes.